angry protesters have been flooding the state capitol, cornering lawmakers in hallways and committee hearing rooms.
Jeff Hill, I got a question for you.
This exchange happened during a committee hearing on a bill that would allow the legislature to intervene in lawsuits involving the state. Democrats say it's a blatant attempt to undermine incoming Attorney General Dana Nessel. Republican Representative Lee Chatfield chairs the committee that sent the bill to the full House.
Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
He cut off testimony and called a vote over the objections of Democrats. Later on, Chatfield defended the bill. He says it would give the legislature, which represents the people, a stronger voice. But he recognizes the timing doesn't look great.
Let me be the first to admit this. My biggest issue with this bill that we're debating today is that it was not introduced and debated 18 months ago.
In other words, when it was a Republican holding the office of Attorney General. Same goes for another bill, one that appears to be an effort to restrict Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer. That legislation would hamper her efforts to shut down a controversial oil pipeline, something she pledged to do on the campaign trail. Patrick Hsu is with the progressive group America Votes. He says the organization has engaged with tens of thousands of voters.
At no point did voters say they wanted the rules manipulated. At no point did they say they wanted bills rushed through a hasty lame duck session.
Hsu's group is opposing another bill. This one takes aim at the Secretary of State's office, which will also be led by a Democrat come January. The bill would take campaign finance oversight away from the Secretary of State and give it to a commission made up of an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. Here's bill sponsor, Republican Senator Dave Robertson.
We are attempting to put together a board here that would have to act in a bipartisan fashion. We have heard a lot from the other side of the aisle over the last 8 years about the need for bipartisanship, okay, in all things. Here is an opportunity for them to embrace it.
But that is definitely not what's happening. Democrats see these bills as nothing short of a power grab being executed in the final weeks Republicans still control things in Lansing. And they warn the tactic could backfire. Jim Ananick is the leader of Democrats in the Senate. He says voters don't like what's happening, and they'll remember it in upcoming elections.
I think they're going to actually be more engaged, and they're going to send a stronger message in 2020 and 2022. And I'm going to wipe the floor with these clowns.
But other political observers say, hey, welcome to politics. Ken Sikkema is a former lawmaker and current Republican strategist.
One of the characteristics of modern politics is not just trying to advance your agenda, but looking for ways to reduce the power of the other side when they occupy various positions of authority.
Sikkema says when it comes to a backlash against Republicans, he's not worried.
Voter attention span is relatively limited, and several months from now or in the next election, nobody's going to remember what happened in lame duck of, December 2018.
Most, if not all, of these bills are expected to head to the governor's desk soon, possibly by the end of the week. What we don't yet know is whether term-limited Governor Rick Snyder will go along with his party on these issues or make one final power move of his own. I'm Shayna Roth at the State Capitol.